flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and I will be here right here for the next hour to help you, the listener, with all your home's needs. Any question you may have, I'm your man. Give me a call today, 314-241-9797. And got a lot going on today. Got some bathroom trends for 2020 we can get into. We could talk about what to expect from a Mosby master bathroom project, from the first meeting all the way to the finished product. And I've got some front porch and curb appeal information for everybody. But most of all, most importantly, I'll touch on one of my favorite and absolutely important subjects, house flashing, water and air infiltration protection. Scientifically, what is the best way to keep your home tempered, dry, safe for years to come? If you don't know, you don't want to miss this. And don't forget to call in with your questions. It's been raining a lot. It's the rainy season, and I'm sure everybody's seen some things going on. Maybe you've got one of those leaks that's come back again that you fixed once or twice. Well, we can take care of those issues for you. So let's talk about it today. Feel free to give me a shout, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And as always, the hack halfway through the show today, I'm going to be bringing some common kitchen items into the bathroom. So find out what that's all about halfway through the show with Rich's hack. And if you want more information about myself, about Mosby, you can check out our website at callmosby.com, callmosby.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby, it gets you right to me, or on Twitter at Rich Orris, R-I-C-H-O-R-I-S, and that'll take you right to me. And you can find all the information that you're looking for. So today I've got something I want to start off with really quick, because this is a limited time thing for this weekend only. So as I'm sure a lot of people might know, so we've been offering a 15% discount here at Mosby with all of the COVID and everything that's been going on. So we put this out there, and it actually ends tomorrow on the 31st. So if you want to try and still get in on this, what you need to do this weekend, go online, go to our website, callmosby.com, do an online form submission to set up an appointment, and they will contact you this week. So anybody who gets online, does an online form submission today or tomorrow, we'll still be able to get an appointment. If we get to you this week, get an appointment and everything, you'll still be eligible for that 15% discount. They're kind of changing it up. I think it's definitely changing on Monday. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be, but I know it's not going to be as great as the 15%. So what do you got to do? Go online, callmosby.com, callmosby.com. Go to the online form submission tab. Tell them you heard me talking about it. Do it before the end of the night, tomorrow night, and we'll call you this week. We'll get an appointment set up, and or they'll email back and forth that way too, and we'll get it set up, and then you will still be eligible for that 15% discount. So definitely get on there, get that moving, and get that going for you. So, and you know, kind of looking at the master bathroom, looking at, you know, an expert master bathroom remodeling in our area in St. Louis, what to expect from a Mosby appointment and or like a Mosby bathroom remodel all the way through. And, you know, kind of starting off that first meeting, you're going to get, you know, that deep conversation with a Mosby bathroom designer or consultant, and they'll kind of look at, you know, trying to uncover the details of what you need, what you want, a lot of conversation, a lot of questions. They'll look at, you know, a discussion of the functions and the current needs. We'll kind of consider and talk about some future needs and really get into what does the project entail, take, does it need designing, does it not, can we just get, you know, everything figured out and then go straight to selections without design. Many paths for getting through that, and we'll definitely talk, discuss, and go through all of that. We'll talk about, you know, what to expect, how the company works, and do a little budgeting exercise to make sure we're all, you know, streamlined and right down the same path and on the same page with everything going on. So when they look at the master bathroom, they, if they start any kind of designing, figuring things out, they're definitely going to want to talk a lot about any future needs. Length of time that you might want to be in your home is very, very important detail in looking at universal design, maybe making it easier as you go through all the rest of the stages in your life. Making it a little bit more accessible will definitely keep you safe and secure as you change and, you know, your capabilities change throughout your life. So, you know, we have aging in place specialists. We have universal design certified professionals to take care of all these designing details for you and figuring out what makes sense and what's to come in the future. So going through that designing part of it, you're going to see some 3D renderings. You're going to go through the selections process, get to choose out all your pieces, the vanities, the flooring, tile, colors, countertops, all that stuff comes right out of the wash during all of that design time. And they'll look for all your favorite things. They'll look for all some new things for you, some remodeling trends, and really give you some good advice through that design. And then when we get into the actual bathroom construction, Mosby actually builds your bathroom. We'll build it to current codes. We'll pull the permits, turnkey service, start to finish. We have all the people on staff, the Mosby crews, that perform all of the work, including plumbing, electrical, painting, flooring, absolutely every step of a bathroom we can perform 100% in-house, which gets us, you know, really to that great product for you and one you can be proud of. Every Mosby project will include a 10-year workmanship warranty that will really ensure you, you know, your investment's protected. It's a great product. It's going to last for years and years to come. So if you would like to see any examples of any of these bathroom remodels, you go on our website, you can check it out. We'll have plenty of pictures of bathroom, master bath, regular hall baths, every type of bathroom imaginable that we have actually performed ourselves. You can find that at callmosby.com, or you can just simply contact us this week too at 314-909-1800 and talk about that, designing that bathroom. And really, you know, we can get an appointment set up, we can come out, talk about that bathroom that will absolutely work for you the whole time. So we'll get into some more bathroom stuff, but I do invite everybody, I'm here for you today. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions on any of this, or you want to talk about the discount and the things going on there. Give me a shout, 314-241-9797. We're going to jump into our first break, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back. We are live. Got through the first segment. I invite everybody, give me a call today. Let's talk about the flashing work around your house. Let's talk about those water leaks you might have been having already from all this rain we've been having. We can talk about bathrooms. We can talk about some bathroom trends for 2020. Feel free to give me a shout, 314-241-9797. So for now, let's start looking at some of these bathroom trends, because there's a good list of, you know, things coming up in 2020, things that we've had throughout 19 but are really starting to grow and get big, you know. And the experts kind of say, you know, you want to put these things into the room where you spend the most time. So people immediately think kitchens when you hear that. But when you think about, you know, the bathrooms, all the things you need to store, all everything you do, the time you spend in the bathroom, it's definitely worth, you know, you start your day there, you usually end your day there. It's worth having something that you're really gonna enjoy, like, you know, so you can throw some of these things in to even a simple redo and just put in a couple of them to really make it a better place for you. And also, it's great for guests when you get into like a powder room. You can really, you know, wow your guest in your entertaining spaces by doing some really cool things in your powder room. So there's a lot of reasons to think about, you know, some of this stuff when you're looking at your bathroom, and maybe just get a great space for you and get what you like. If you're in it for the long haul, it's worth it to kind of help yourself, please yourself, you know, just a little bit. So, you know, looking at showering. So, you know, streamlined showering. You know, a few years ago, people wanted elaborate shower systems with body sprays and rain heads. You know, and today there's a lot of people, they still kind of want that. They still indulge into some of that in their showers. But more and more are kind of opting for a simpler shower system, something quicker, make it nice, but, you know, make it work, make it function, get you in and out, still have, you know, some combination rain shower heads. The handheld shower head is probably the biggest thing still happening. And over the past year or two, is having that handheld shower head inside that shower is just, it's great. So it's a great part of kind of the bell and whistle package for you there when you get that shower taken care of. And that's where a lot of people are going this year. In tile, we're really starting to see more and more patterned tile into the bathrooms. It's really making a huge comeback. It's very popular. And, you know, using porcelain tiles that look like, you know, they were beautifully hand painted can really make like a really neat, that can be that wow factor in that powder room for you is really get a nice mosaic tile. So that's going to be still popular and a big thing, you know, through the rest of this year in those spaces. Something still happening and, you know, kind of been happening for a while is the tub removal. More and more homeowners are choosing to remove that large garden tub, not have that, you know, get out of the 90s, get a larger walk-in shower, use that space for something usable. When you do go back with a tub, people are going a little more modern, freestanding type tubs, stuff like that. You know, it's recommended. They always talk about resale and how, you know, for the value, you have to have at least one tub in the home. Well, it does not have to be in the master bath, and it does not have to be that combo thing. It can be in the hall bath by the bedrooms, one of the other bathrooms in the house. So you can get rid of that tub. And, you know, more than 9 out of 10 people, when I talk to them about, do you use your tub? Nobody really does. So another thing really working its way through this year is basically convenience and safety in your bathroom. And they've really, we're talking like getting a grip, having things that you can support yourself on, having grab bars, having things that help you in that bathroom as you proceed through life. You can really get some nice decorative items, some towel bars that are actually used as grab bars. They look really nice, so it doesn't look like, you know, this kind of quote handicap bathroom that, you know, everybody worries about, oh gosh, if I put these grab bars in, nobody's going to like them. They're, you know, my house is going to be harder to sell. Well, you can get so many nice personalized, you know, items to do this with anymore. It's really not an issue with anybody down the road or anybody, you know, kind of selling the house later. So another popular thing that we're seeing this year a lot is mixing metals. So basically on a lot of your fixtures, those towel bars, the faucets, you know, pairing silver with brass and doing combo stuff and mixing those metals up can really make awesome feature in the bathroom. And we're really seeing this trend carrying on and really happening a lot more here in 2020 for sure. So another one is floating things. All right, so think about not how easy it would be to clean the floor. Let's not have things touch the floor. So a floating toilet, a wall-mounted toilet, is becoming a much more seeked-out item. And the same thing with the vanity. Float that vanity off the floor. You can clean underneath it. You can run your Swiffers around, and you can really keep things easy. It's very modern-looking. It's sleek. It's very accessible and nice, and it just really works out. So, and they also save some space, you know, in that room too, where you can, you know, slide that scale underneath the vanity and slide it out when you want it. And it doesn't have to be, you know, out in the open all the time. So it could be a really, really good space saver also for that bathroom. So think about, you know, all of these different items and how, you know, they might help you when you're looking at that next bathroom remodel, when you're looking at, you know, what you want to do during it. And again, I want to remind everybody, you know, I want to invite you to, you know, feel free to give us a call, get something set up, have Mosby come out. It's worth the discussion to really just see what you're going to get, what you think. I mean, it's a great service, and it's worth, you know, seeing the other side and finding out what can happen. And right now, I want to remind everybody again that, you know, we've got that discount, and the 15% discount for today and for tomorrow only. It ends basically tomorrow at midnight. If you go onto our website and you you know, put in an online submission that you would like to have one of us come out and talk to you about your project, then we can, you know, get that set up. We can get it set up online through emails and stuff, or they'll call you during the week, get it set up with you. And so go online today or tomorrow, sign up that submission form to us, so we'll get it before midnight on Sunday. And, you know, put in there that you kind of heard me talking about it and that you're getting it at the last minute so that you can get that 15% discount prior to us changing that. And we'll get you in, we'll get a look at it and get things going for you. And I've had so many people coming in to get this discount. We have been absolutely blessed with past clients coming back to utilize this. A lot of them we've done 2 and 3 jobs for, and they had that next job on the list. And, you know, I even had one call me about a week ago that was kind of like, yeah, I know we've been talking about that master bath of mine, and, you know, I really was hoping to hold off for another year, but now I'm kind of thinking that 15% discount might just be enough to get it done. So let's just go ahead and look at it. So I'm going there next week. We're going to check it out, see if we can get her into that and get it done a year sooner than she thought. And she knows what she's going to get, and she really loves it. So today, do those things today or tomorrow, or get in the conversation. If you have any questions about your home, give me a call, 314-241-9797. We're going to get into our hard middle break here, and I will have my hack when I return. You're going to want to hear this about all the kitchen items you can utilize in your bathroom. We'll be right back. Hack, welcome back to Right at Home with Rich, and I want to welcome Facebook Live into the picture here as we do Rich's Right at Home hack. So talking a little bathrooms today live on the air, and I came up with some, you know, bathroom storage ideas I found, but I thought it was really cool because it kind of brings the kitchen into the bathroom. There's so many cool kitchen items that you can bring into your bathroom for some really neat storage ideas and some cool, impressive, you know, ideas that might really kind of surprise and wow some people. That in the first one really was using a wine rack as a holder for rolled hand towels. Get a really neat one, put that in your powder room. You can really impress your guest, and it can also work in your master bath for hair styling products too, to keep things, save some countertop space and keep things stored. Another one is the kitchen utensil tray, the organizer tray. Put that in the drawer of your bathroom. You can store all kinds of bathroom supplies, cotton balls, Q-tips, combs, all your stuff. Keep it organized in the drawer there, just like you would in your kitchen. Probably be more organized than the drawer in the kitchen. Another thing, you can create some additional bathroom shelving by hanging a spice rack inside your cabinet. So, you know, when you have all these little moisturizers and serums and all this stuff, fits in there kind of just like spices does, saves a ton of space. A really cool, neat looking one, bringing something vintage in a little bit, is some old mason jars to hold your makeup brushes inside your bathroom. You can really bring some vintage style in there and store all those brushes and little makeup things for you. And the last one I thought was really kind of cool was using a cake stand. If you found something really kind of neat, you know, some of these cake stands can be really beautiful, and you can hold it up there and put some of your products on that cake stand. It'll look really nice, and it'll keep the bottom of your bottles dry when the countertop gets wet and not getting, you know, all that goopy stuff on the bottom of the bottles, and save some countertop space with it. So you can find all of these hacks and more if you go on my social media this week. We'll post it a little later this week, and you can get a link to the Cosmopolitan site where I found all this, and there's tons of more info on items just like this in there. So just thought it was really cool and kind of neat to bring some kitchen stuff into the bathroom for you. So check me out at Facebook, Rich Orris Facebook, or if you search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook, or at Rich Orris for Twitter, and you can find all of these hacks every week, post it on there for you, and get more information on everything that we do. So, and for everybody on Facebook Live here, tune in to 97.1. You can check out the rest of the show and give us a call, 314-241-9797. Any questions about your house, let me know what you got going on. We can get it taken care of for you. So, and kind of moving forward some more again, I wanted to get into some exterior stuff because, you know, it's really... it's that time of year and everybody's kind of getting into that and they're looking around the outside of the house. And, you know, really the big thing that we're seeing so much of, and I put some of this, you know, a little bit of this COVID stuff kind of into it because, you know, everybody's been kind of stuck at home. So everybody's been wanting to be outside as it gets warmer. So they've been on their front porches. And I think they've really kind of started to get a feel for it. How can I change it? What should I really do to it? And really, you know, just kind of feel the need for those changes. And a lot of people walking around outside, spending more time walking in your neighborhood, really looking at the houses, your house, you know, thinking about the curb appeal, thinking about what should I be doing to my house? What should I be doing to, you know, make it better? When we think about curb appeal, you know, it's really, you know, it's the aesthetic charm of the house when seen from the road. So, you know, there's a lot they say to do with that return on investment and when you're selling, but you know, it should also be important to all homeowners to really just keep the outside of the house up, keep the maintenance up. It can really actually save you money in the end if you keep up with all the maintenance issues, you know, going on. It can really prevent larger, costly repairs, you know, in the future. So when you see the paint chipping, fixing it, just doing a lot of the small items like that can really help out and can really help, you know, keep you looking good, having good curb appeal. And, you know, so then even years later, if you do go to sell, you know, you can really, people love a maintained home. When you walk up to a home, you can tell if it's been maintained and all of that. And so just doing some of the simpler, easy maintenance things to really help that. And then it just makes people like even more when they get in, they have a better feeling and they'll, you know, they can start to like what they see from the inside. But thinking about just the outside there and around the front and everything, doing some simple maintenance of just the mowing, the edging, weeding flowers, you know, seeding every year, keeping the grass nice, applying mulch, you know, getting through all that, keeping things swept, maybe even power washing the concrete just to keep it looking good, or the house, cleaning windows, keeping light bulbs replaced. You know, a lot of these simple things can make such a big difference in how that house, you know, really looks. But then when you start to get into some of these, you know, bigger projects and you really start to think about the front of the home, the porch, the door, the look, you know, what do I need to do to get this figured out? You know, what do you need to do to really start to figure out a good thing to do for yourself? So, you know, there are some questions that you can kind of ask yourself when you're looking at the front of the house. You look at that kind of entryway configuration, you know. First note is, do you find it appealing? Is it really working for you? Is the structure, you know, what you dreamed it would be, and does it work? Because that kind of leads you into, do you change the whole porch structure or add a porch structure maybe that you don't have? But thinking about changing some of those items, so you need to start asking, you know, what kind of materials should you use? Like if you're changing your door, Should it be wood? Should it be fiberglass? Should it be steel? You know, just all these different types of materials that you could use. Should you maybe consider some stone in place of some siding? What would that do to the style of the house and the look of the house? So, you know, in looking at that, that next question is absolutely style. What style of door? What style of siding? You know, what style of materials go with this home is a huge question to ask yourself. You know, just looking at everything. And that's where a lot of people get stumped and really start to need help in that design process. And colors kind of get you stuck there too sometimes. What color should the door be? What color should the stone or the siding be? Should you change up the scheme of the home? You know, looking at other websites and trying to get some, you know, thoughts up front, maybe going through, you know, Exteriors by Mosby and trying to get some good advice on that would be a really, really great thing to do. But so once you start to get into that larger project and you start to think back, welcome back to Right at Home with Rich. And I want to welcome Facebook Live into the picture here as we do Rich's Right at Home Hacks. So talking a little bathrooms today live on the air, and I came up with some, you know, bathroom storage ideas I found, but I thought it was really cool because it kind of brings the kitchen into the bathroom. There's so many cool kitchen items that you can bring into your bathroom for some really neat storage ideas and some cool, impressive, you know, ideas that might really kind of surprise and wow some people. That in the first one really was using a wine rack as a holder for rolled hand towels. Get a really neat one. Put that in your powder room. You can really impress your guest. And it can also work in your master bath for hair styling products too, to keep things, save some countertop space and keep things stored. Another one is the kitchen utensil tray, the organizer tray. Put that in the drawer of your bathroom. You can store all kinds of bathroom supplies, cotton balls, Q-tips, combs, all your stuff. Keep it organized in the drawer there, just like you would in your kitchen. Probably be more organized than the drawer in the kitchen. Another thing, you can create some additional bathroom shelving by hanging a spice rack inside your cabinet. So, you know, when you have all these little moisturizers and serums and all this stuff, fits in there kind of just like spices does, saves a ton of space. A really cool, neat looking one, bringing something vintage in a little bit, is some old mason jars to hold your makeup brushes inside your bathroom. You can really bring some vintage style in there and store all those brushes and little makeup things for you. And the last one I thought was really kind of cool was using a cake stand. If you found something really kind of neat, you know, some of these cake stands can be really beautiful, and you can hold it up there and put some of your products on that cake stand. It'll look really nice, and it'll keep the bottom of your bottles dry when the countertop gets wet and not getting, you know, all that goopy stuff on the bottom of the bottles, and save some countertop space with it. So you can find all of these hacks and more if you go on my social media this week. We'll post it a little later this week, and you can get a link to the Cosmopolitan site where I found all this, and there's tons of more info on items just like this in there. So just thought it was really cool and kind of neat to bring some kitchen stuff into the bathroom for you. So check me out at Facebook, Rich Orris Facebook, or if you search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook, or at Rich Orris for Twitter, and you can find all of these hacks every week posted on there for you, and get more information on everything that we do. So, and for everybody on Facebook Live here, tune in to 97.1. You can check out the rest of the show and give us a call, 314-241-9797. Any questions about your house, let me know what you got going on. We can get it taken care of for you. So, and kind of moving forward some more again, I wanted to get into some exterior stuff because, you know, it's that time of year and everybody's kind of getting into that and they're looking around the outside of the house. And, you know, really the big thing that we're seeing so much of, and I put some of this, you know, a little bit of this COVID stuff kind of into it because, you know, everybody's been kind of stuck at home. So everybody's been wanting to be outside as it gets warmer. So they've been on their front porches. And I think they've really kind of started to get a feel for it. How can I change it? What should I really do to it? And really, you know, just kind of feel the need for those changes. And a lot of people walking around outside, spending more time walking in your neighborhood, really looking at the houses, your house, you know, thinking about the curb appeal, thinking about what should I be doing to my house? What should I be doing to, you know, make it better? When we think about curb appeal, you know, it's really, you know, it's the aesthetic charm of the house when seen from the road. So, you know, there's a lot they say to do with that return on investment and when you're selling, but you know, it should also be important to all homeowners to really just keep the outside of the house up, keep the maintenance up. It can really actually save you money in the end if you keep up with all the maintenance issues, you know, going on. It can really prevent larger, costly repairs, you know, in the future. So when you see the paint chipping, fixing it, just doing a lot of the small items like that can really help out and can really help, you know, keep you looking good, having good curb appeal. And, you know, so then even years later, if you do go to sell, you know, you can really, people love a maintained home. When you walk up to a home, you can tell if it's been maintained and all of that. And so just doing some of the simpler, easy maintenance things to really help that. And then it just makes people like even more when they get in, they have a better feeling and they'll, you know, they can start to like what they see from the inside. But thinking about just the outside there and around the front and everything, doing some simple maintenance of just the mowing, the edging, weeding flowers, you know, seeding every year, keeping the grass nice, applying mulch, you know, getting through all that, keeping things swept, maybe even power washing the concrete just to keep it looking good, or the house, cleaning windows, keeping light bulbs replaced. You know, a lot of these simple things can make such a big difference in how that house, you know, really looks. But then when you start to get into some of these, you know, bigger projects and you really start to think about the front of the home, the porch, the door, the look, you know, what do I need to do to get this figured out? You know, what do you need to do to really start to figure out a good thing to do for yourself? So, you know, there are some questions that you can kind of ask yourself when you're looking at the front of the house. You look at that kind of entryway configuration, you know. First note is, do you find it appealing? Is it really working for you? Is the structure, you know, what you dreamed it would be, and does it work? Because that kind of leads you into, do you change the whole porch structure or add a porch structure maybe that you don't have? But thinking about changing some of those items, so you need to start asking, you know, what kind of materials should you use? Like if you're changing your door, should it be wood? Should it be fiberglass? Should it be steel? You know, just all these different types of materials that you could use. Should you maybe consider some stone in place of some siding? What would that do to the style of the house and the look of the house? So, you know, in looking at that, that next question is absolutely style. What style of door? What style of siding? You know, what style of materials go with this home is a huge question to ask yourself, you know, just looking at everything. And that's where a lot of people get stumped and really start to need help in that design process. And colors kind of get you stuck there too sometimes. What color should the door be? What color should the stone or the siding be? Should you change up the scheme of the home? You know, looking at other websites and trying to get some, you know, thoughts up front maybe going through, you know, Exteriors by Mosby and trying to get some good advice on that would be a really, really great thing to do. But so once you start to get into that larger project and you start to think, all right, you know what, I do need to add a front porch. I don't have anything great. I don't have a place to sit. I don't have this going on. You know, so you're thinking about adding a porch, adding a roof over that. You know, there's some similar questions to what you do and how you do that. Some very similar questions on style. What style of roof will tie in and go really good with the home? What kind of material should I use for siding, roof, everything around it? Colors, what color should, you know, everything be? Kind of same list of questions. The biggest questions on porches I see is what size. Size matters so much more than you think, and really making it relevant to the rest of the home is absolutely, you know, so important. But, you know, so now that you go into, we're going to build this porch, maybe you've got this thing figured out. You know, another question that I always start to ask when people start to talk about, you know, building porches and stuff is the why. What is the reasoning behind what you're doing? You wouldn't believe the amount of clients that I see that either want a roof porch cover over the front of their house or have built one because of a leak. And they think, well, I'll just put a roof over it and now my door isn't going to leak anymore because I've got this new porch roof structure. The rain's not going to literally get to my door. And that's where, you know, if something's not built right, if you don't know where that leak is coming from, I'm telling everybody right now, most of the leaks at your front door when you have a two-story home is literally coming from behind the siding, from around something above that door. It could be a gable vent, a window, could be a dryer vent coming out through the banboard from a laundry room. Anything penetrating that siding can cause that water to start coming in. And it runs down and it gets to the top of that door. So I've seen countless number of clients that have literally had a roof added over their front door where there wasn't one. And then we're all back out there 2 years, 3 years later. And they're like, why is my door still leaking? I built this roof. I thought the rain wasn't going to get to it. This door shouldn't leak. And it's really everything above it. So when you build things on top of siding, like decks, you know, porch roofs, things like that, if you don't strip the siding, if you don't get to the rough surface of the home, to the sheathing, and you don't flash and properly do the house wraps and control the water purposely without siding against what you're building, you are not correcting any kind of problem or any kind of leak with that. There's so much that goes into building that and flashing that correctly. So there are some things that you can kind of do and look for to maybe try and get an idea of where your house stands on the whole, you know, is my home flashed correctly? You can look at the top of your doors, at the top of that brick mold for some metal flashing. If it's not there, then you know you're at a back state of it's really not even close to being right. If you go underneath your deck and you look under the deck boards, if you see that metal flashing, then you know maybe you're halfway there. At least the flashing's in place. But, you know, and when you look at the roof-to-wall transitions and siding-type transitions, like from vinyl or wood siding to brick or stone mortar, things like that, you should see metal flashings in all of these places. But it, just because of flashing there, it means you're halfway there. It means they installed something in the right place, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's 100% correct. There's still more to the story, and you would actually need to kind of look behind some siding to figure out if you're 100%. So I think what we're going to do is Let's get into our final break here. And when we return, I'm going to get more into what should be back there. How should it be? What should you be looking for? And what really helps and corrects these type of issues? If you have any issues with this, or if you have any comments or any conversations on it, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. And for now, we'll get in the break, and I'm going to get back into this when we return. Don't go anywhere. All right, this is it. I want to remind everybody of two things for the rest of the show right here at Right at Home with Rich. This is your final time to get in. If you have a question, if you have a thought about anything we're talking about today, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. Last chance to get in here in the next few minutes. And this weekend, your last chance to get the 15% discount at Mosby Building Arts. This is unprecedented for us, folks. I'm telling you right now, I have been at this company for over 18 years. I have been doing the consulting since before 2008, and this has never happened. This has literally never happened. So it's a big deal. It's a big, huge discount. So here's how you can get in on it. Last chance this weekend. It ends tomorrow. So before midnight tomorrow, go to our website, callmosby.com, callmosby.com. Go to the online form submission. If you want us to come out and have an appointment, you want to try and take advantage of this 15% discount, go there, fill out the form. They'll contact you. Client services will get with you. They'll get an appointment set up, and you will still qualify for that discount. Let them know you heard me talking about it, and you're putting this in so that you can still get that discount. We'll come out. We'll check things out. We'll help you out. You will absolutely love everything about it. So get that done before tomorrow night. So for now, though, we're kind of going over all this flashing, how to do things correctly, building that front porch. You know, I see so many people where they've had a leak fixed 2 and 3 different times, and they're like, it's back again. I don't understand. I see so many people that put awnings or build porch covers to try and correct leaky doors and things like that, or they got a door leaking, you know, off their deck, walking out to the deck and it's getting down into the basement. They replace that door, and then they realize 2 years later, 3 years later, it really didn't help. It was, you know, a new item in the same hole, flash the same way, water still doing the same stuff. You just renewed what you could physically see. Put a Band-Aid over the problem. It is not what you want to be doing. So imagine, folks, if when you go to build that deck or you go to build that porch or you go to reside the home, and I said to you, this is the system we're going to use. We're going to wrap it. We're going to flash it. We're going to put metal flashing in all these places. There's actually spots that we don't want to caulk because we want the water to be able to come out. And I see so many of those areas filled and caulked and literally trapping water behind there, back against the flashing, forcing the water around through the seams and in, and everything lapped backwards. You know, we call it reverse flashing underneath the siding. So they build that porch roof, but they don't do anything to the wall structure. That water goes right behind the siding. It goes right behind the roof. It goes right behind the framing. It gets down to that same front door that had been leaking all before. And you built this whole structure. Maybe you didn't need it or want it, and there was a way to fix that leak without it. So imagine if I could say, I'll strip the siding off your home, and I'm going to put this system on it, and we're going to do everything perfectly right, and it's going to be an airtight, air infiltration, weather infiltration seal. We can leave the siding off of your home for the next 12 months. And no matter what the weather does, you will not get a water leak inside your home. When replacing siding, when replacing windows, doors, all these things, you know, you do this so differently. When you replace windows, we go, you know, if you have vinyl siding, we're putting in a new construction window. We are taken the siding off around that window. We are wrapping and flashing that window into the house wrap system and, you know, making this stuff weather tight so that you don't have to worry about it. It's not a replacement system. It has fins. It's nailed to the wall. It's secured, taped, dried in, and ready to go and protected for you for a very long time. It's a different system than the common systems, than the common siding replacement, than the common, you know, window or door replacement. Really invite you, if you're thinking about those things, have us out and have the conversation and let us educate you on that. Then you could just make a good educated decision on that. Nowadays, though, there's so many systems out there. Even when you look at building new, you know, you look at new construction and you've got these newer systems. For a while there, we saw this kind of rubberized looking black paint on membrane system that kind of was being done in Illinois quite a bit for a few years. Then that kind of stopped and it all changed to this new zip system, sheeting system. And it's when you see the houses being built, it's that green, you know, exterior sheeting board, and they put that flashing tape and stuff all over this sheeting board. And, you know, it is my personal opinion that the Tyvek house wrap system, and I have nothing to do with Tyvek, it's just years of experience of fixing houses, of keeping water off of houses, of doing things scientifically correctly in the best way. So when you think about how does a house work as a system scientifically and everything, well, the rubberized paint on stuff they were putting on absolutely cannot breathe. You want a house to be able to breathe. You want the vapors, you know, water vapors to be able to come out through the house and get out of that wall system. So a painted on system like that is not going to let that happen. The problem I see with this zip system, it's all installation. I'm quite certain that if it was done perfectly correctly, it would probably outstand its warranty. But I can only imagine so many warranty claims where the manufacturers all say the same thing. It's a default due to poor installation. They didn't tape it right. It wasn't flush. They didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. Well, when you put two flush surfaces together and you put a piece of sticky tape over that, over a seam, you start running water over that, eventually you're going to wear that tape down. So years and years of that will drag that out and just not work. You can go on YouTube and you can find a bunch of videos showing how these things fail when not installed properly. So I advise you to really understand what you're doing and everything. And hey, great time with everybody today. I want to give everybody a little heads up that next week I'm having Julie Gilgem on from our office. She's in charge of our Right Bath, Right Kitchen. So we'll be talking about all that stuff next week, kitchens and baths. So little kick there for next week. Tune in next week. I'll talk to everybody next week. Had a great time. Be good. I'll see you next Saturday. All right, this is it. I want to remind everybody of two things for the rest of the show right here at Right at Home with Rich. This is your final time to get in. If you have a question, if you have a thought about anything we're talking about today, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. Last chance to get in here in the next few minutes. And this weekend, your last chance to get the 15% discount at Mosby Building Arts. This is unprecedented for us, folks. I'm telling you right now, I have been at this company for over 18 years. I have been doing the consulting since before 2008, and this has never happened. This has literally never happened. So it's a big deal. It's a big, huge discount. So here's how you can get in on it. Last chance this weekend. It ends tomorrow. So before midnight tomorrow, go to our website, callmosby.com, callmosby.com. Go to the online form submission. If you want us to come out and have an appointment, you want to try and take advantage of this 15% discount, go there, fill out the form, They'll contact you. Client services will get with you. They'll get an appointment set up, and you will still qualify for that discount. Let them know you heard me talking about it and you're putting this in so that you can still get that discount. We'll come out, we'll check things out, we'll help you out. You will absolutely love everything about it. So get that done before tomorrow night. So for now, though, we're kind of going over all this flashing, how to do things correctly, building that front porch. You know, I see so many people where they've had a leak fixed 2 and 3 different times, and they're like, it's back again. I don't understand. I see so many people that put awnings or build porch covers to try and correct leaky doors and things like that, or they got a door leaking, you know, off their deck, walking out to the deck and it's getting down into the basement. They replace that door and then they realize 2 years later, 3 years later, it really didn't help. It was, you know, a new item in the same hole, flash the same way, water still doing the same stuff. You just renewed what you could physically see. Put a Band-Aid over the problem. It is not what you want to be doing. So imagine, folks, if when you go to build that deck or you go to build that porch or you go to reside the home, and I said to you, this is the system we're going to use. We're going to wrap it. We're going to flash it. We're going to put metal flashing in all these places. There's actually spots that we don't want to caulk because we want the water to be able to come out. And I see so many of those areas filled and caulked and literally trapping water behind there, back against the flashing, forcing the water around through the seams and in, and everything lapped backwards. You know, we call it reverse flashing underneath the siding. So they build that porch roof, but they don't do anything to the wall structure. That water goes right behind the siding. It goes right behind the roof. It goes right behind the framing. It gets down to that same front door that had been leaking all before. And you built this whole structure. Maybe you didn't need it or want it, and there was a way to fix that leak without it. So imagine if I could say, I'll strip the siding off your home and I'm going to put this system on it, and we're going to do everything perfectly right, and it's going to be an airtight, air infiltration, weather infiltration seal. We can leave the siding off of your home for the next 12 months, and no matter what the weather does, you will not get a water leak inside your home. When replacing siding, when replacing windows, doors, all these things, you know, you do this so differently. When you replace windows, we go, you know, if you have vinyl siding, we're putting in a new construction window. We are taking the siding off around that window. We are wrapping and flashing that window into the house wrap system and, you know, making this stuff weather tight so that you don't have to worry about it. It's not a replacement system. It has fins. It's nailed to the wall. It's secured, taped, dried in, and ready to go and protected for you for a very long time. It's a different system than the common systems, than the common siding replacement, than the common, you know, window or door replacement. Really invite you, if you're thinking about those things, have us out and have the conversation and let us educate you on that. Then you could just make a good educated decision on that. Nowadays, though, there's so many systems out there. Even when you look at building new, you know, you look at new construction and you've got these newer systems. For a while there, we saw this kind of rubberized looking black paint on membrane system that kind of was being done in Illinois quite a bit for a few years. Then that kind of stopped and it all changed to this new zip system, sheeting system. And it's when you see the houses being built, it's that green, you know, exterior sheeting board, and they put that flashing tape and stuff all over this sheeting board. And, you know, it is my personal opinion that the Tyvek house wrap system, and I have nothing to do with Tyvek, it's just years of experience of fixing houses, of keeping water off of houses, of doing things scientifically correctly in the best way. So when you think about how does a house work as a system scientifically and everything, well, the rubberized paint on stuff they were putting on absolutely cannot breathe. You want a house to be able to breathe. You want the vapors, you know, water vapors to be able to come out through the house and get out of that wall system. So a painted on system like that is not going to let that happen. The problem I see with this zip system, it's all installation. I'm quite certain that if it was done perfectly correctly, it would probably outstand its warranty. But I can only imagine so many warranty claims where the manufacturers all say the same thing. It's a default due to poor installation. They didn't tape it right. It wasn't flush. They didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. Well, when you put two flush surfaces together and you put a piece of sticky tape over that, over a seam, you start running water over that, eventually you're going to wear that tape down. So years and years of that will drag that out and just not work. You can go on YouTube and you can find a bunch of videos showing how these things fail when not installed properly. So I advise you to really understand what you're doing and everything. And hey, great time with everybody today. I want to give everybody a little heads up that next week I'm having Julie Gilgem on from our office. She's in charge of our Right Bath, Right Kitchen. So we'll be talking about all that stuff next week, kitchens and baths. So little kick there for next week. Tune in next week. I'll talk to everybody next week. Had a great time. Be good. I'll see you next Saturday.